Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and from Rochester, Minnesota, it is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And also in Rochester is the Regional Coordinator for the Minnesota Council of Nonprofits, Amy Jo Leonardson. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So there is a summit of sorts in Rochester, and that's why you're both by phone from Rochester. It's, I guess you would call it almost continuing education for nonprofit leaders and boards and so forth. And how is it going?
Well, it's going really well. We had a really interesting opening session with nonprofit leaders from both the Minnesota Council of Nonprofits, which puts the summit on, and other people who are leaders in the nonprofit sector. And it's really just a great way for nonprofits and the people who run them to get together and share ideas and get that information that you can really only learn from each other.
Amy Jo, you connect with nonprofits all throughout southern Minnesota, and there are other folks like yourself who are scattered about other parts of the state. Obviously, we're most interested in rural Minnesota, and how impactful are nonprofits in outstate Minnesota?
Well, first, I have to just share that I'm definitely biased, working with nonprofits in greater Minnesota. I know it's different. I worked with nonprofits in the Twin Cities as well, and, you know, Minnesota is really unique that we have this one major metropolitan area, and then we've got all of these communities in greater Minnesota. And I personally believe that the work that nonprofits are doing in our smaller communities, you know, not just a Rochester and not just a Mankato, which are important regional centers, but these organizations that are doing work in all of our communities make such a difference. And the impact that they make, both economic impact on the lives of people, is just so huge. And I think we can see that difference so much more clearly in smaller communities. And so it's so fun to work with all of these organizations and know that the work that we do and the work that they do is making a direct impact in people's lives.
And, of course, the best practices and the connectivity and all the things that you're trying to make happen at this summit really improves, in large part, these communities that aren't necessarily regional hubs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, oftentimes I hear, you know, it's great. We can go online. We can, you know, talk to big organizations that do this. But the best learning we have is talking to another nonprofit that's similar to us that can say, well, here's what we did in that situation. Here's how we handled that situation. And that is seems to be the best learning and the most effective way that nonprofits can really share their resources and share ideas so that they're not, you know, sort of that saying of reinventing the wheel. I mean, it doesn't need to happen because there are a lot of great leaders and great ideas that are happening in greater Minnesota. And so when we do events like this in Rochester, we do events like this in Mankato, that's what it's really about, is sharing those ideas.
Well, I want to thank you both for joining us today on Rural Minnesota Radio, Marnie Werner and Regional Coordinator for the Minnesota Council of Nonprofits, Amy Jo Leonardson. Thank you.
Thank you, Gully.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.